Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week we're going to talk about the second story of your home. Simply put, you need to lock your second story windows, and if you have an alarm, your second story windows must also have sensors. Now, just because the window is 12 feet or 4 meters in the air, that does not mean it's safe from intrusion. There's a whole class of burglar called laddermen, or second story crews, who specialize in breaking into homes from the second story. They do this because people normally don't place alarms on the second story, and they tend to leave the windows open, or at least unlocked, even when they're not at home. When I was in college, back in the Stone Ages, there were a whole series of thefts from the dorm rooms on the second floor. The doors were shut and locked, but the windows were left open. We think that one guy would stand on another's shoulders to reach the window and then climb in. Once he was inside, he just opened the door for his fellow burglars. The most common items stolen were stereos, wallets, and purses. They would put the items into a clothes basket, throw some clothes over them, and then walk out of the front door. No one gave them a second glance. And this tactic actually was also used in an apartment building I lived in that had a bunch of break-ins as well. So for your home, one thing you do not want to do is leave items out that burglars can use to enter your home. Remember that you want to be a hard target. You don't want to provide the criminal with the tools needed to steal from you. I covered a lot of these items back in episodes 11 through 16 when I did home security. But I'll reiterate one of the biggest. Ladders. People tend to leave ladders out where people can get to them easily. Also, if it's not your own ladder, perhaps your neighbor is inconsiderate enough to provide the tools to steal from you. A close personal friend witnessed two guys breaking into her neighbor's home through an open second-story window. Like me, she works from home, and she was out in her backyard working on her laptop when she saw the ladder go up and watched two guys climb in through the open window. She knew her elderly neighbors were not at home, so she called the police. The police arrived quickly, and they arrested the two burglars on the spot. You know, the police love nothing more than catch criminals in the act. And just for clarity, these guys used a ladder left out by the homeowners. Now, the sad part of the story is that these two guys were let go. It turns out one was the grandson of the homeowners, and he was breaking into their home to steal things to sell for drug money. His grandparents couldn't find it in themselves to press charges against their grandson. Third-story windows can also be at risk. If I got locked out of the house by either of my sisters, I would shimmy up three floors to my third-story balcony off of my own bedroom. It was always left open because the cat litter boxes were on the balcony. It took less than a couple of minutes, and no one ever saw me, and no one ever called the police. So these stories have several points to make. Do not leave your second-story windows open. Always keep them shut and locked when you're away. Extend your home alarm system to include the second story. Store items that can be used to break into your home locked and out of sight. Break-ins are often inside jobs, and if they're an inside job with a family member, often there's no prosecution. And if the criminal is athletic enough, even a third-story window can be vulnerable. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.